When hinges creak, sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Your ghost host will be here presently to conduct you on your tour of this sanctuary for the disembodied.
Yeah. death's waiting room, if you dare.
No! No!
Below the crypt lies the vault of horrors. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. The Vault of Horror. It has all the things that make life worth leaving.
Someone is spending my money for me. The money I earn I never see. In all things I do he interferes. All I know is trouble as Susie appears. Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde. My potion, my character changes. My whole mind and body rearrange. A strange transformation takes place in me. Instead of myself, everybody can see. Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde. Still me, I've got to the stage, I can't tell which I'll be. The lovable fella who buy you a drink, then when he's drunk he is a change in a week. It's a Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Hyde.
Master of this haunted mansion. Inside and outside, and even between the walls of this possessed manor, are ghosts brought here from the darkest tombs of the earth. Heinous but delightful creatures, everyone. All 999 of them. We have room for 1,000. Any volunteers? Your carriage awaits to take you on your little trip through the haunted mansion. I will remain behind and prepare suitable epithets for those of you faint-hearted guests who already are feeling a certain detachment from your mortal being. Bon voyage, as we say, and rest in peace.
Get on a top.
You know you're not supposed to be up and around.
Is the mother?
Rosemary.
Shut up.
Rosemary.
Shut up. You're in Dubrovnik. I don't hear you. What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured. Hail Adrian!
Booger!
like a man.
To be frightened about. I am here, your DJ, Chris. Away for a couple weeks. No, don't worry. They didn't take me away. Well, maybe they did. But I am back. And I'm here to do my annual Halloween show. We just finished up there with Satan and Satan Roses, with I'm a Devil. Don't have a lot of information on that record. I have it on a compilation called The Big Itch. But obviously it was released sometime in the 60s. Started things out though with some Barry Boswick, Susan Sarandon, and Richard O'Brien with Over at Frankenstein Place from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Followed it up with some Susie and the Banshees with Halloween, live version at the BBC, The Who, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from 1968. Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors with Scream from 1962, Lou Miami with Ghosts off of his Rituals LP from 1985. And if you'd like to hear something, you can send me a request via Facebook on the Strike the Box Radio Show group, or you can send an instant message on the WMFO chat box. I have a couple requests that I need to find. So I'll be back eventually. Don't worry, I will be.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make. We'll be right back.
each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of historic occasion whenever Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi confront each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of mystery and horror.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein.
Then, let us begin.
It's alive!
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria. To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stuns your emotions. Frankenstein.
Thank you. my favorite brain soup.
Cream of nowhere.
Dirty ditch. Dirty.
Whenever you drive the car, there is always an unseen, unwelcome passenger with you. That passenger is danger. The danger of a traffic accident. Unfortunately, every person seems to have the absurd notion that he bears a charmed life, that no traffic accident can happen to him. But it can, and too often it does. So when you're behind that wheel, don't take chances. Obey all traffic rules. Drive safely for life, your life, and the lives of others.
We just finished there with The Driving Stupid, with horror asparagus stories from 1966. We started things off with The Screaming Tribesman by request, Date with a Vampire, a single from 2011. We followed up with some spackles, with Spy in the House of Frankenstein, single they released on Rumbar Records this year. Rocky Erickson, Creature with the Creature with the Atom Brain off his Halloween LP, The Cramps, Surfing Dead from Return of the Living Dead, one of the best movies out there. If you have a request, you can send it to the Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook or use the DJ chat on WMFO. I have another Frankenstein song coming up next here on Strike the Box.
Take your leave. established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. A widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims.
The night was dark and gloomy, and tombstones flipped the lid. And I jumped a daddy bird with a lily on his head. He said, hey, ho, ho, there, who has stood my bed? Who's this crazy wise guy saying rock and roll was dead?
Wallace Humpty, Wallace Humpty, Wallace Humpty.
Well, skeletons, they jumped out and lined up two by two. And then they started strolling to the same.
The thing coming out of the sky, it had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple people eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Ow!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
We don't care what our parents say.
From the 2013 album Mondo Zombie Boogaloo, that is The Flesh Tones with Ghoulman Confidential. We started with The Earls of Babylon with My Little Frankenstein. The B-52's Devil in My Car from Wild Planet 1980. Billy Taylor and His Teardrops with Wombi Zombie. 1959 release, I believe, on Felco. Some Sheb Woolley with Purple People Eater. 1958 release, says here on Batchy Brothers Records. I was listening to Bill Kelly the other day in his Halloween show, and he had some Billy Taylor and the Teardrops on there. I'm trying not to duplicate too much that was on his show. I've got my work cut out for me this week. You are listening to Chris here on Strike the Box on WMD.